Am I audible?
Yeah.
Cool. I mean, I can kick things off if needed. Welcome to Wrangler Office Hours. If you've got any, questions about Wrangler, questions about workers in general, questions about the regular roadmap, then yeah, fire away. If you just ask them in the chat, and we'll do our best to answer them. Workers for platform support. Yeah, so I mean, what kind of element of workers for platform support are you kind of talking about? So there's various aspects to that, and for instance, you can deploy a worker with Wrangler that has a dispatch namespace binding. What you can't necessarily do, I don't think. Actually, no, maybe you can now deploy a worker to a workers for platform's namespace. So I think both sides of that are kind of in Wrangler today. Are there other bits that you're looking for from that perspective? Stabilize JSON config when? That is an excellent question. Keep your eyes peeled, is all I'll say. Hopefully very, very soon. Any other questions from anyone? If it is just two this week, that's an excellent. I see people typing. Very good. Yeah, any questions related to Wrangler, any questions related to Miniflare, any general questions about Workers SDK? So I'm here, and Edmund is here as well, who's also on the Ant team. And yeah, we'll do our best to answer any questions you have. Updates for AI types. So that is roughly us. Do you have any kind of context on what specific updates you'd like? I think in general, AI types do work, as far as I know. Ah, I see. Okay. So I think the AI team are keeping those updated relatively frequently. I don't know if they've got all the latest ones yet, but I can definitely ping them to make sure they update them. Do you know how new that one is? Milot? My Shell AI Milot? Thank you, James. I can definitely look into both of those. Yeah, okay, so it looks like function calling and in general AI types are a bit behind. Okay, we can definitely ping both of those issues over to the AI team and make sure those are worked on. Or we can do them ourselves. Depends. I mean, yeah. So, any questions, but also feel free to throw issues at us that you'd like prioritized, and we can definitely have a look at them and make sure they're addressed. And could you possibly add Edmund to the stage again? Jason config. Yeah, well, definitely hear you. Keep an eye peeled. Okay, it looks like the other two people on this call are having audio problems. I'm afraid it is just me today. Any update on framework worker D support? Yeah, so we're working hard on that, and I think that the main thing we're integrating with is the Vite environment proposal. So that'll be coming in Vite 6, and we'll let kind of Vite plugins run code in different environments. So for us, the one that's relevant is Worker D, but obviously this works for Dino and Bun and Node and browser as well. So I think that's definitely being worked on. I'm not sure on timelines. We have some demos that seem to be working pretty well. And I think we're, as V6 gets closer to release, we'll start working more with frameworks to try and make sure that all frameworks have a good story there. But it's definitely something that we are actively working on quite hard. Unnecessary polyfills. So that's the CRU link, James. Yeah, so I was looking at this one earlier today. I'm not sure it's such a major concern because it's not like a huge amount of extra code in your worker. And we're talking about, tens of kilobytes, which shouldn't really affect size limits. That being said, I do definitely hear the concern. I think probably the issue is that I haven't looked into it super closely, but I think probably the issue is that modules are being tree-shaked, but globals are not being tree-shaken. And so we're unconditionally adding global polyfills. And looking through the code you've sent, I think that kind of makes sense with, process.setuid and things like that. We can probably fix this. We can probably look for globals in your code, and if you're not using the globals, then we can not inject them. It's probably safer to do it like the way we're doing it right now, where we always inject the stuff. But yeah, we can definitely find a way around that. Did you have a specific concern other than just general worker bloat? Workstream platform local dev. Yeah, so I think we have an in-progress PR that is kind of that might potentially address some of that. But just to kind of clarify what you're looking for there, is that a case of wanting to be able to develop workers that like a dispatch worker locally, or kind of workers that would go into the dispatch namespace locally? Yeah, that makes sense, James. I think on that, I mean, we'll definitely look into it, but on that, if you scroll down to the bottom of the file, that should kind of basically be your code, your built code roughly unchanged. We inject everything that we're injecting above your built code. But yeah, we can definitely look into it and kind of figure out if we can slim it down a bit. Workers or pages for new Next.js project. Are workers in production ready for that? Absolutely. So obviously there are some things in Next projects that won't work. But if you have a look at OpenNext Cloudflare, and specifically if you run create Cloudflare and then select a Next project, you can set up a Next project to be deployed to Workers assets or to pages, and it should just work. Some things will not work, but feel free to open a bug report on the Workers SDK repo, and we'll try and investigate. Cool. POC for multi-worker. Yeah, so that's an interesting one to run multiple workers locally. I think we'll definitely try and get that POC in. I don't know where it will end up in terms of things like using a single workerD instance. We might end up going in a direction of using Vite environments and leaning on that for multiple workers. I think that's still a bit up in the air. If you have opinions, if you have thoughts, then feel free to leave a comment on either that PR or on I think there's an issue open for Vite environments. And yeah, we can kind of consider all those things. But I think, longer term, what we kind of want is people to be able to not think about any of this stuff and to just run create Cloudflare, have a setup that lets them run multiple workers and not have to think about the trade-offs of do you run Wrangler with multiple C flags or do you run Vite dev and does the dev registry crash, that type of thing. User workers with Dispatcher, yeah. Yeah, so that's a fair point. So we don't have support for that today, but there, as I say, there is a draft PR that adds support for that. It's not quite ready to land, and I'm not sure when it'll be prioritized. But it is something we are thinking about trying to add. Config for assets. So assets are self for the worker runs first. Yeah, that's definitely a feature request we've heard a lot. It's one of those things that is the difference between pages and workers assets. And so I think before we go to GA with workers assets, I think we'd be wanting to try and make sure you can easily move over from pages, which may well include that. Excellent. Always good to get confirmation from the people actually working on it. Assets config being able to run HTML rewriter after getting some HTML. So putting aside assets config for a second, I wonder what's holding you back from being able to do that with assets today? Because as far as I know, you should be able to run HTML rewriter and use the assets binding to fetch the HTML from the asset store and then run HTML rewriter. I think that should work. Is there a reason that's not working in your setup? So Python workers, I'm not actually sure what the status of Python workers is today. I'm not on the Python workers team, but they do definitely work. I know they're being actively worked on. If you have specific problems with libraries that you're running into, open an issue on the workerD repo and mention the library, and we'll kind of try and make sure we can get that working. So James, if you turn off all the assets HTML, oh right, yeah, no, that's a fair point. So currently there is no way to unconditionally run your user worker in front of assets, but an excellent way is to put them in, as Hardly Working says, CDN CGI. that's probably the best workaround for now. But as Washi also says, we are looking into that at the moment and should have a way to do this properly relatively soon. So Colby, Next.js hosting solution for your company and pretty much support for Cloudflare workers. I'm not actually sure what the timeline is for Pages Router support. I think probably you'd be best off opening an issue on the OpenNext Cloudflare adapter repo. And we can get one of the team to respond there with some more details. I know it supports the app router today, but I'm not sure what the status of the Pages router is. Having said that, I don't know what the status of the Pages router from Next perspective is going forward either. As far as I understand it, the app router is the recommended path forward. Although I don't work with Next all that much, I may have got those two things mixed up in my head. That's fair, yeah. So I guess in that case, I definitely recommend opening an issue on the OpenNext Cloudflare repo, and we can make sure we get the right details to you there. So we've got about 10 minutes left, but if questions are dwindling, then we can always end early. But if people still have questions, feel free to fire away, ask them in the chat. Yeah, we'll do our best to answer them. Any news on deeper CGS ESM support with a VTest env? Yeah, so that's a good call out. It's something we're looking into, but it's one of those things that there's no easy fix because it's, you know, it's just kind of there are fundamental differences there. The support is improving all the time, and we'll continue to improve it. If there are specific issues that are kind of specifically painful for you, then, you know, feel free to post that issue and we can look into that and prioritize it. But this is definitely something we're kind of working to improve kind of as time goes on. Yeah, so if this is really causing huge issues, then that is absolutely the workaround. Is to use an external worker, an auxiliary worker, as the Btest environment stuff calls it, and to run Wrangler build and then to test against that code, which will make sure you're running exactly against the is build setup. But obviously, that is slightly unergonomic. Yeah, thanks for posting that. Oh, I hadn't seen this issue. That's fun. Yeah, we'll have a look into that and try and figure it out. Cloudflare Stream WebRTC beta. There's increment. So I'm not entirely sure what Cloudflare Stream WebRTC is, but I suspect there's a channel for it. There might be a stream channel. Let me have a wee look. Excellent. Thank you, James. There is, in fact, a stream channel. So yeah, so the person there and the stream team should be looking at it. And if not, then someone in Discord will ping it over to them internally. Node.js version support in V4. So we don't have any decisions on that front yet, but I do definitely appreciate the concerns about dropping node support in V3. I think going forward, as we look towards a V4, we'll be bundling a bunch of things into it, and we may well end up bundling the Node.js support policy into that. Realistically, that wouldn't change a whole lot in terms of how we support Node.js, because as of right now, we only test Wrangler V3 against Node.js 18. We don't obviously make intentional breaking changes against for Node.js 16, but we probably wouldn't catch any issues in Node.js 16 until someone reported them to us. But yeah, we're definitely thinking about how we can release that new policy and whether or not that's a V3 thing or a V4 thing. And we're not just kind of, rushing out the door without thinking about it too much. I think it's definitely a kind of it's one of those tricky things where the strict Semver thing is to put it in a V4. But also from a like realistic ecosystem perspective, there's no feasible way for us to really test in 16 because 16 is an end of life and GitHub Actions will upgrade 16 to 18, for instance. And so there's kind of a trade-off between what's strictly Semver compliant and what's reasonable and kind of an expectation within, what people are actually going to be running. So about 5-ish minutes left. Any last minute questions? Anything to you want to ask? Query question? Even just complaints about how Wrangler does something? That always works too. We can see if we can address those complaints. I will take from the silence in the chat room the Wrangler is perfect in every way, and none of you have any issues with it. Amazing. Good to hear. Thank you. Yeah, we definitely appreciate all of the community feedback. It's incredibly helpful to have people using the software we're building and poking at it and requesting things. And every issue open and every comment on Discord, we definitely, well, not every comment on Discord, but every comment on Discord that comes to our attention, we definitely read and we definitely consider. And yeah, please continue being as vocal as you all are. No, so unless we have any last minute questions, I think we could probably wrap it up there. Cool. Yeah, well, thank you all for listening. Hope you all got some answers, and see you all in the next office hours in a couple of weeks.